You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
Welcome to the program, everyone. This is a PSA, mostly because here in California, in our local municipalities, there is a primary this coming Tuesday. And on this primary ballot, there will be the only proposition that anybody is talking about. And you're probably aware of it, or you're probably not aware of it. And it's Proposition 13. Proposition 13, I'll read this to you, is the latest proposition that's bad for taxpayers, and you're being encouraged to vote no on it on March 3rd. So this is from the OrangeCountyRegister.com. There is no better known statewide ballot measure than Proposition 13, which in 1978 capped property tax rates at a time when soaring property values were literally taxing people, especially the elderly, out of their homes. Thanks to the state's cyclical system for assigning ballot numbers, though, a measure named Prop 13 is once again on the ballot. It is the only one on the ballot, like I mentioned. Instead of protecting California taxpayers, however, like the previous Prop 13 did, this is the $15 billion school bond that threatens to significantly increase local property taxes and embodies the opposite idea of the original Proposition 13. Specifically, it earmarks $9 billion for preschools and K-12 building modernization and $6 billion for public universities and community colleges. You know, I've actually addressed this in a previous episode when LA tried to do that measure. I think it was Measure EE last year. Oh my goodness, now it's something else. It's commonplace, you know, for the state to float debt and to have someone else pay for long-term construction projects, especially for school transportation and other infrastructures. But this is crazy. This is not an ordinary school construction bond. In addition to creating state debt, it has a hidden and pernicious provision that raises the debt limit for local districts. School districts have repeatedly asked voters to approve facilities bonds, so much that many school districts have bumped up against state-imposed caps on local indebtedness. Unlike the old Prop 13, which capped property tax valuations, this new Prop 13 would raise those caps from 1.2% of assessed property value to 2% for elementary school and high school districts, and from 2.5% to 4% for unified school districts and community college districts. These local bonds lead to direct and significant property tax increases. Folks, you can't tax yourself to prosperity, and the increased taxes are not going to do it. And just adding more and more debt, you can't keep throwing money at these things. So vote no on Proposition 13 this March 3rd. This has been a PSA from the Andre Segovia Show. Stay tuned for the main program back on Monday. I'll see you on the next one.